Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's funny what he said right out of the gate. I don't really agree with, and I think is actually a bad sign for the team for which he works. Like, he called this a rivalry. The only way this is a rivalry is if the Warriors logo is in your brain. How on earth is this a rivalry? Like, they're all 22. They've never even been to the playoffs. Jimmy Butler just got here. The only way this is a rivalry is if you, as a Rockets franchise, are like, damn it, dude, the Warriors are always in our way. But Fred VanVleet was asked this similar question in practice the other day, and he's like, this is not that team, and that is not that team. There's nobody here who was a part of any of those previous experiences between the Warriors and the Rockets.
Yeah, 2019 is when they faced off in the postseason.
Right. So I think Ryan is buying into a narrative that, to me, is a bad thing for the Rockets.
I think it's a good thing for the Rockets.
How so?
Not that you need extra motivation, but you're going up against a dynasty and multiple players who are four-time champs. And so if you need to ratchet up your feelings and make it feel like it's a rivalry, and you're the underdog, you're the two seed, and that's why I was asking Ryan about the whole chip on the shoulder, and he said, well, you know what? They got a chip on their shoulder anyway.
Don't say that to Draymond. He says the Warriors are the underdog.
Well, he's wrong.
I know.
But, I mean, you can...
I just said, don't say it to Draymond.
Well, I mean, if he would come on the show, I would say it to Draymond.
He said it on his podcast. He said, we're the underdogs.
Right, but
They are in game one.
They are in terms of them being the seventh seed, but you know, the whole idea of favorite and underdog, for me, relates only to gambling. And because when two teams play and the score is 0-0 before the ball gets thrown up, neither team's a favorite, neither team's an underdog, unless you look at the perception.
Well, sure. The expectation. And I don't agree with Draymond either. A, from the gambling standpoint, it's factually wrong. But even other than that, just poll the world. Who do they think is going to win this series?
Exactly.
It's the Warriors.
Right.
It's the Warriors.
So, and if Houston wants to think that this is a rivalry, then go ahead. And maybe they're going back to the in-season tournament, which was an elimination game that they won. They knocked the Warriors out. And maybe they're expecting the Warriors to have a chip on their shoulder after they lost that game and didn't get a free trip to Vegas.
Let's talk to some fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. Would love to hear Warrior fans' take on what is the matchup that matters in this series that's coming up this weekend. Let's go to Mr. D in the city. Hi, Mr. D. What's going on? Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just want to know, what do we expect to get from Ryan Hollins? He's been a Warrior hater for ages. And when he played, he wasn't that good. So I don't even know what we expect to get from him.
Well, we're getting some insight.
From the Rockets' perspective.
Yeah, some insight into the team that the Warriors are about to play. He knows what's going on with that group. He watched all 82. You know what I mean, Mr. D?
Yeah, he might have watched all 82, but he's watching with one eye because he hates the Warriors. He always has. If you see any interview, when he talks about the Warriors, it's always something down. He always got something bad to say about the Warriors. I don't accept anything he says because he don't know what he's talking about. He wasn't even that good when he played.
Well, he wasn't. I mean, a lot
10
of...
10 years in the league. I mean, the guy played 10 years
right,
as a pro.
But so I understand where Mr. D's coming from. Like, he's never a frontline player. He's a journeyman guy. I've known Ryan for a long time. I have all respect for people who put on the jerseys, man. Like, if you make the NBA... But I understand where you're coming from. Ryan was never a core player for anyone. He was never, and Mr. D, thank you. He was never a core player for anyone.
He never started a playoff game, and he did go to the playoffs four times in his 10-year career. So when you asked him that, he was close. He said about half the time, and I think it was 4 out of 10. And he's a guy who played, you know, 9 or 10 minutes, and I liked what he said about, you know, the vets being able to help younger players. And that team that he was on with Dallas, Eric Dampier was, former Warrior, was the big, and he also had Jerry Stackhouse on that team, Jason Kidd, Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Terry. So he had a great group of vets that many of whom would go on to win the title just a couple years later.
Let's go to Jason in Concord. Hi, Jason. Thank you for calling.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'd like to hear what you guys think about the matchup here coming up. The Warriors, knowing the past years, going up and down the court. Young guys past the years, but now we have Jimmy. Do you guys think it's better slow tempo since we have Jimmy instead of going up and down with these young guns? Well, let me not use the word guns since we're not talking about the Memphis youngsters going up down the court. I mean, I don't know if it's ideal matchup. Me personally, I'd love to play the Rockets rather than play the Lakers, but now that we're really deep into it, this is young, very athletic team, long. And I don't know if it's ideal to match up their tempo type style. Let's think about it a little bit. Maybe with Jimmy now that we have, slow the tempo and use the experience versus the youngsters that they might really burn us.
I don't disagree with you, Jason, but I also think you're blending some narratives here. Thanks so much. Like, I don't have this in front of me. Dibs, maybe you do.
Yep.
The Rockets are young. I don't think they play with a ton of pace, though.
No, they're identical.
Yeah.
The pace that, according to Basketball Reference, the pace that each team has, the Warriors are 17th in pace. The Rockets are 18th.
Yeah, there you go.
They play almost identical paces. Now, what's interesting is how they go about scoring the basketball, because we know that the Warriors love, love, love the three ball. They shot the second most threes per game in the association. And by the way, six threes a game fewer than the number one team. Boston shot 48. The Warriors shot 42, and they're second.
Jeez.
So that,
Boston is crazy, dude.
Bananas.
They're bananas the way they play.
Houston is 21st in threes attempted. They only attempted 36, but the big difference is Houston is number one in rebounding.
Right.
In the association. The Warriors, I think, are fifth in total rebounds, but Houston is number one in offensive rebounds.
Number
one. Yeah. They're number one in offensive rebounds. They are number seven or eight in defensive rebounds. So that, to me, becomes the game. When Houston shoots and misses, who gets it? Because if the Warriors can hold their own on the glass.
Just hold their own. I'm getting myself ready for some annoying second chance points.
It's going
to happen.
Number three.
Nice. But I keep hearing this, and in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong, but in my mind, this word that we keep using as like something bad for the Warriors, to me, is something good for the Warriors. I keep hearing people bring it up. Watch out, the Rockets are young. When the hell has that worked in the playoffs? I get it. If you're 36 and you go to the gym and that guy you're playing up against is 22, that's hard. I get it. Amen Thompson looks like a problem. This is the playoffs, y'all. When the hell is that? Oh, watch out for that team. They're going to run through the playoffs because they're young? No, that's not how it works.
I asked Steve Kerr that yesterday, and I'm sure we have the cut and we can play it on the other side, but he wasn't buying it either, because my premise was late in the series, younger players, younger legs can kind of get more comfortable and they're going to be fresher as the games come more frequently. And he said, no, they don't. No, they don't. He kind of waved me off, Matumbo style.
I'll play that for you, and a bunch of people want to weigh in.
No, you don't.
It's a good laugh. And listen,
I'm just trying to get it down.
I'll give you a two for your Willard. No, that's a bird.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.